This is VOA News. We are reporting by Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that dozens of Taliban fighters were killed in fierce overnight fighting between Afghan forces and militants who attacked multiple checkpoints in the insurgent bastion of Kandahar. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense said in a statement that Taliban militants attacked checkpoints in five districts surrounding the city of Kandahar. It said Afghan forces countered with heavy air and ground assaults, killing 51 militants and wounding nine. The ministry did not offer any information about casualties among government forces. A local official told AFP on condition of anonymity that seven members of a family were also killed in an Afghan airstrike in one of the districts. The Ministry of Defense said it was investigating the incident. AFP reported that the fighting lasted for several hours through the night, marked with continuous gun battles and heavy bombardments. The Taliban has not commented. The southern province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the hardline Islamist movement, and over the past few weeks, militants have launched attacks in districts on the outskirts of the city of Kandahar, which is the provincial capital. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold crisis talks Sunday with regional leaders of Germany's 16 states to agree to tougher curbs, including the closure of shops ahead of Christmas as coronavirus infections surge unabated. The drastic measures hitting shops other than those selling essential goods would be imposed from Wednesday until at least January 10th. That's according to a draft by Merkel's office, which was reported on by the French news agency. Schools could also be shuttered, sending pupils into homeschooling, while companies are requesting to allow employees to work from home during the period. This is VOA News. The United States' first COVID-19 vaccine will begin arriving in the 50 states Monday morning, U.S. officials said on Saturday, after the government gave the final go-ahead to the shots needed to end an outbreak that has killed nearly 300,000 Americans. Trucks will roll out Sunday morning as shipping companies UPS and FedEx begin delivering Pfizer's vaccine to nearly 150 distribution centers across the states. That's according to Army General Gustav Perna of Operation Warp Speed. That's the government, the Trump administration's vaccine development program. An additional 450 or so facilities will get the vaccine between Tuesday and Wednesday. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped nationwide. Indonesian police say they've arrested a senior leader of the al-Qaeda-linked Jamaah Islamiyah network for an alleged role in the deadly 2002 bombings in Bali. A spokesman for the national police said Zulkarnain, who is 57, was arrested on Sumatra Island on Thursday after spending nearly 18 years at large. The spokesman said Zulkarnain is now being interrogated and anti-terror investigators are searching his residence. Zulkarnain has been on Indonesia's most wanted list since the bombings that killed 202 people on the Indonesian resort island of Bali. His terrorist cell is also believed to have helped carry out the suicide bombing at Jakarta's Marriott Hotel in 2003, which killed 12 people. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The seven Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele, along with blankets, tarps, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Patrick Youssef, the ICRC's Africa director, said the aid was essential, particularly for hospitals and vulnerable people. It's the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago. The convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. And the United States' largest veterans organization and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are joining the growing calls for the ouster of President Donald Trump's Veterans Affairs chief. This comes after a government audit found that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie acted unprofessionally in the handling of a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.
This is Russ Davis, your host for Jazz America. Welcome to the program, my friend. On this edition of the show, Superstars Return, as we give you an hour of newly discovered, sometimes never before heard, re-released music from those who have left us. You won't believe the number of newly rediscovered and re-released songs and albums from some of the most famous artists in all of jazz history. They've just come out, and I'm going to give you a fresh look at some of the songs, some of the music made in the past by some of those artists who left us far too early. And let's begin with the Brecker Brothers. Randy Brecker is still alive and well and making great music all the time. But his brother, Michael Brecker, was lost to cancer just a few years ago. Well, in 1980, on the 2nd of July, at the Okelpo's Carnegie Hall in Hamburg, Germany, that's when the Brecker Brothers performed live. And just now, we have a chance to hear from the album Live and Unreleased, new versions of some of their classic songs, including the song written by Michael Brecker, Teed Off, that begins this edition of VOA's Jazz America as Superstars Return. On this edition of Jazz America, superstars return. Nina Simone, who passed away years ago. A new release out from her this year called Fodder on My Wings. And from that, I hope you enjoyed I Sing to Know That I'm Alive. And now here's the music of a wonderful pianist who passed away just last September at the age of 76. His name, Larry Willis. And we're going to hear from a brand new album just out in the last few weeks. I Fall in Love Too Easily, the final sessions at one of the most famous recording studios in all of jazz history, Rudy Van Gelder's across the Hudson River from New York City in New Jersey. Now, Larry Willis worked with the likes of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Lou Soloff, who was the great trumpeter, Woody Shaw, Carla Bley, Stan Getz, Sonny Fortune, and so many others. From that album I just mentioned, here's the song entitled Climax on Jazz America from VOA 1.
is Jazz America.
No greater superstar on the piano than the late, great Jerry Allen. From a recent release, just out, Some Aspects of Water, that's a live version of Feed the Fire. And speaking of superstars, believe it or not, here's something new featuring Miles Davis. Yes, believe it or not, you just heard a brand new song featuring Miles Davis. Now, that is a song entitled Hail to the New Chief, and it comes from a motion picture soundtrack that's just been out for months now, the documentary of Miles Davis's incredible life, Birth of the Cool. And Vince Wilburn Jr., the nephew of Miles Davis, took some classic cuts from Miles Davis and added their own new tracks to create the song that you just heard. So, superstars return indeed, in this case, Miles Davis. And if you stay tuned, you're going to hear a Frank Sinatra song that's never been released. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com.
And recently I received a message which was a simple hello and greeting from Mia Leo, who works at Forex Trader in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Mia, thank you for being in touch, and I've got a dedication musically coming up for you right now. It's from Frank Sinatra. Brand new release that's just out celebrates the 60th anniversary of the release of an album that was number one on the charts in the United States for 9 straight weeks. It was released in July of 1960, and the Frank Sinatra album, Nice and Easy, topped the charts for that long, got multiple Grammy nominations, and thrilled the world for a long time. And here is a never-released version of the title cut, Nice and Easy, Frank Sinatra, on Jazz America.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Nice and easy. Along the way, the problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. God, nice and easy does it. Nice and easy. Nice and easy does it every time. Let's try it once more. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Isn't that better, baby? Thank you.
another superstar returns. He left us just mere months ago. The great Harold Mayburn, Rakin' and Scrapin', from the new album, Mayburn Plays Mayburn. And now, let's enjoy a classic from the great Nat King Cole featuring Lester Young on Indiana. Nat King Cole with Lester Young joining him on Indiana from the new release, Hitting the Ramp, the Early Years, 1936 to 1943. Another superstar returns, the late, great Nat King Cole, showing off his piano skills. He, of course, fantastic vocalist and the first African-American to ever have a television show of his own. He hosted. Now, here's another great pianist, Errol Garner. The Mack Avenue record label has put together a series of lots of his classic work. It's called the Octave Remastered Series, and from the newly released Volume 3, here's Mucho Gusto, Errol Garner on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Jean-Luc Ponty, and you are listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Yeah.
great Jean-Luc Ponty's version of the Mori Kanti African classic Yeke Yeke from Jean-Luc's album Chakola. Mori Kanti died at the age of 70, one of the great West African musicians, late last month. Next week on Jazz America, since coronavirus has taken away all of the live performances and jazz festivals, we'll give you jazz festivals in our mind on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?